All right, we'll get back into the Astros here in a moment, but y'all are really jumping in on this wide receivers because you know what?
I kind of hate this conversation.
You know what gets
man.
People going?
Yeah.
Lists get the people going. That's the reason why, especially the summer in general.
Mm-hmm.
You start seeing lists. You get, Rolling Stone will drop a list.
Yeah,
greatest guitarist of all time, and here we are.
Or greatest top 50 rappers,
buddy. All this, and we just
top 50 R&B artists.
Royal Rumble of arguments is what we're doing here, and it's fun. I gotta admit, the reason why we do it,
of course, it's fun. Yeah,
there's two people that jump in on the list conversation. Two types of people. There's the person who's just earnestly like, I am mad about this,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to cast judgment, so I won't say the next part, but. The second part, and I think I fall into this part, although I'll fall into the first, is the person who recognized that what we're doing here is does not actually matter. It probably does not actually engage in really logic in a larger space, but it's just fun, and maybe we could just occupy a little bit of time and have fun with it.
Yeah.
And then I jump in. I still jump in because, of course, you cannot deny it. And now, because that's what's happened on the text line for the 713. Megatron should be number one wide receiver early. Dude retired early, and his numbers are insane.
Well, retiring early kind of...
take a hit.
Yeah, that kind of makes his case. He's up there for sure.
Now, if you start going low, top 10, without question.
I'd put him top 10.
I think there are people that put him top 5 very much. Somebody said Tyreek over Andre. I don't think so.
See, that's where I kind of like, I need to exit this conversation. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do all of that type of stuff.
Somebody said Tyreek over Fitz, absolutely the bleep not, because I got Fitz as my third best wide receiver.
Well, that's what I was going to say. You had a good question. Who's third? We know Rice is one and Moss is two. And he asked me in the break, who's third? And I was like really trying to not just say the first thing name that popped into mind, but really trying to think about it. I think it's between three guys as the third greatest of all time. Larry Fitzgerald is definitely in the conversation.
More tackles than dropped passes is obviously the stat that everybody loves throwing out there.
He's remarkable. Also in the hunt for number three over, I would put Michael Irvin. I would
absolutely
put Michael Irvin there.
100%.
Yeah. Number three?
Yeah, in the argument. There's three guys I would argue could be number three. And the third one, well before your time, but this dude was amazing and had the numbers to back it up and the longevity, et cetera. And that's Lance Allworth. Lance Allworth was just stupid good. And just trust me on that one if you haven't done a deep dive on Lance Allworth.
The very fun part of the Michael Irvin for me is, and of course it's one of the things that I can pride myself on being a relatively young dude. And I'm like, no, but I understand this. I do understand this is that we're losing as time goes. One of the effects of Michael Irvin, which is Michael Irvin went over the middle. And depending on your age, what would you say the age dynamic is? My age, probably like 32, 33.
Yeah.
You may or may not understand the impact of that. And thankfully, I listen to people that, much older than me that have given me game on this, which is, going over the middle meant something, right? Mm-hmm. Like, this is not the freedom of movement NFL that we have existed in that is, really prioritized passing. Now, they used to have dudes like John Lynch out there that he made his bones off of trying to knock your head off of your shoulders. And Michael Irvin's like, I'll go do that. Mm-hmm. I'll go deep. I'll go short. Give me the football. I'll make it happen.
No, he was ridiculous. Yeah. And I wish you could find wins above average or whatever the stat might be appropriate for Lance Allworth. Because you talk about guys that could catch stuff that this was uncatchable. And just the numbers and everything. He was way up there. But it's either him or Fitzgerald
I'm surprised you didn't say T.O.
That was one of those ones in the text line already getting to that place where they're going, how are y'all forgetting about TL? No, I mean,
that was actually the first person I thought about as like number three.
Number three, 100% gets a lot of love in that regard. I always really loved Terrell Owens. The tough part about Terrell Owens is that then you start getting to how much are you affected by your personality?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and this is an entirely different segue at this point, but we're in it. Last week, while obviously I was not here, still being the sports dork that I am, something brought me to one of my favorite pastimes. It happens at least once a year. Sometimes it's like twice a year where I just go, that is a stat about why Barry Bonds is really cool. And I go and I just look back because I think people were asking I can't remember exactly what got me there. I'll have to check my text because I threw it in my group chat with my fellas, but it got me thinking. Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer. Like, not even, okay, it was like, yeah, Barry Bonds was a Hall of Famer before he even did, the steroids. But people were like, first ballot, like, maybe. I was like, no. He was a bona fide,
he was a
walk-in Hall of Famer before that time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that got me going into that space of looking at it. And that reminds me, every time I go and look at just the absurd stats that he had, he had like a literally 100 war wins above replacement before he got to, what was it, about 97, 98?
I think you say the same thing about Roger Clemens.
Probably. I think you could probably say the same thing.
Yeah.
The long, drawn-out way of getting back to this is I always think, though, when I do that, and damn, they won't let him in because he was a jerk.
Yeah. Well, he was a jerk.
He was a jerk.
He was a jerk.
And so, like, I do wonder, does T.O. get a little bit of a knock because...
A little bit. I think that's fair. Yeah, I absolutely think that's fair.
Chris Carter getting some love. Chris Carter, number three all time. We might be doing a lot. And I say that with a lot of love and respect for Chris Carter.
Yeah, not over T.O.
Yeah, no, not over T.O. And by the way, his name does not have an H.
That is true. It is C-R-I-S. But I mean,
we got
look,
three
that
Chris Carters, all of them with H's.
That might just be autocorrects. That happens sometimes. From the 8-2, my dad says the third best wide receiver of all time is Don Hutson. And I ask you, is your dad Gil Brandt? Because one of the things in the break, we were talking about it, because we were like, let's look at some of the other wisdoms might say are happening with this list. As, of course, all this comes about because Randy Moss is talking about Tyreek Hill. Not he's nowhere when we start talking about these
Don
lists.
Hutson was an old-timer for me.
And that's the thing that I love. I love someone like a Gil Brandt, but Gil Brandt does that thing where he's like, Bullet Bob Hayes has to be
Don Hutson.
Like, let me bring you this dude from forever ago
who has
to be considered at the very top of this. But, yeah, I got nothing for you. Yeah. That's ultimately what I have to say. I have nothing for you in that. I cannot knock that down for you. However, I do think word, like my genuine response is word. Like, I'm not saying that person was not cold as hell at that time period. I think there has to be, and do you think I'm right in this? I will ask. 713-572-4610. The top of any of a, top whatever list in a sport is going to lean heavily modern because the sport builds upon the foundations of the forefathers.
Yeah.
And so at some point, even if you were really cold back in the day, people younger than you are going to surpass you, even just off of the strength of the tiebreaker is they're standing on the shoulders of you, the Giants.
I think it depends on the sport and the position. Because I think you can argue players like the one that I've been mentioning, Lance Allworth, in that era to do what he did should elevate him even more. All these records that Mike Evans is breaking consecutive 1,000-yard seasons, they're breaking his records.
Yeah.
And that's from the 70s, dude. I mean, that's those. So I think it can almost elevate you in some positions,
Yeah, I think I would need, and now I feel like this is the old man tax. And I say this, yes, as the younger guy on the show, I apologize to all my, and I say this lovingly, old heads, OGs that are listening. But I feel like, hey, man, you got to just have absolutely dominated the game back in the day for me to give you the
But
that
that's
same
my
space,
point.
Right?
Yeah. Like, to be able to do that in the 70s, and now they're talking about you because Mike Evans is breaking your record for 1,000.
You got to be on some Lawrence Taylor type stuff,
yes,
man.
Yes.
All right, so, like, Andre Johnson is an interesting one because, obviously, he's ours. Gil Brandt had him 16th at the last time that he did this iteration he did. I've seen some that have him, like, kind of in that top 10, right in that barrier range. And this text comes in from the 281. Andre Johnson had a perennial Pro Bowl quarterback with him, he would definitely be top three. How do you make that shake when you look at, and maybe this is an unfair barometer to use, when you look at, like, a Larry Fitzgerald who never had a quarterback worth really throwing or writing home, and I'm very easily putting him top three as the third.
Yeah.
Or someone like Calvin Johnson who, again, never really had a quarterback that was capable of giving him what he was due, who was also probably a guy that we talk about easily top 10.
It's along the same lines of what I said about, to be able to do that in the 70s and you get extra points. I think you get extra points if you're Andre Johnson or Calvin Johnson Larry Fitzgerald. No, I think you get extra points that way.
Okay, so now we're getting to the take zone, which I do love about these things as well. Yeah. From the 713, call it bias. I got Nuke over Tyreek all time.
Come on now.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
I don't know about that.
So now they're going the other way where they go, Tyreek had Mahomes, so that's not what DeAndre Hopkins had. Like, we can't go the other way, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we can't go start knocking guys for the quarterbacks that they had, right?
Yeah, no, you can you cannot, absolutely.
All right, y'all gonna make me be mean. Another 713, Calvin Johnson had Matt Stafford. The thing about Matt Stafford to me is Matt Stafford in his tenure as a Detroit Lion was, and maybe you could say this is an unfair way of looking at this, I think Matt Stafford as a Detroit Lion is a disappointment as a number one overall pick. Does that matter a ton? I don't know. But I think that, like, what he gives you, like, he gives you a lot of empty calories because there's obviously he was the, hey, look at all these stats guy. But as a quarterback and a number one overall pick, which is the thing that we don't talk about enough in his tenure as a Detroit Lion, he does not, I mean, we continue to talk about Calvin Johnson is not getting that that level of service, even as for a good amount of time Matt Stafford is there. Then Matt Stafford goes to the Rams, wins him a Super Bowl. Now everybody's putting him in this whole thing.
See, I don't agree with that because if he was number two, I think it would be a different story. If he was the number two, I think the number, I mean, he's suffering from being number one overall. But if he was number two overall.
Well, that's my thing is that he's not suffering. Like maybe in my personal
mind. In your view.
Felt like he was suffering as far as like him being in Detroit.
No, but what I'm saying, you're qualifying as a number one overall pick. He should have done more. I don't disagree. But if he were number two, we wouldn't be having this conversation. The number one overall is just it's an albatross, you know?
And I'll also, and this is more how I am inclined to look at it from the 8-3-2, Megatron had Matt Stafford putting up silly stats in a way that made me. And again, now I'm doing a thing where I'm knocking down Matt Stafford. I'm not trying to make him a bad quarterback by any means. Now I'm just arguing against other people's perceptions, which is probably not the thing I should be doing. And so allow me to wrap up this segment by saying I appreciate you allowing us to fall into a top 10 list conversation.
We're sitting at a bar at this point.
And this I figured it out, fellas. Let me walk this back. This is how I close the segment. From the 713, how are y'all leaving out Kevin Walter? Hell of a blocker.
His ass off.
I love you, DJ.
Maybe could he block?
All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, including, are you ready to purchase this thing that CJ Stroud is selling you? We'll do that next.